This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, boo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer, and today we have a lot to get into. There is a Vanderpump Rules episode that feels almost too good to be true, a Miami reunion episode that is extremely chaotic, and of course, some lingering Scandoval updates. And who better to break it all down with me than Betches' own Samantha Bush. Hi, Sam. How's it going?
Hi, I'm good. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. These Thursdays right now are just kind of like an onslaught of things to get into. Get into it we will. I'm curious, how have you been handling the Scandoval? Because I don't think we've talked on mic about any of it. Where are you at right now?
Where I'm at right now is I need there to stop being like silly little updates clogging my feed that I don't care about. Like, I want big news to break. That's what I want.
So to you, like, a TMZ article that's like a source saying Raquel is considering not attending the reunion, like, that's not really what you're interested in.
No, like, I need confirmation. Like, I want hard facts.
Also, you know, I've seen there was a thing where people were going back and forth about Raquel on the application for the restraining order didn't check this box that said that Sheena couldn't contact her. But then it turned out that she actually also filed a separate thing, which is in itself a no contact order. So like Sheena's lawyer had already said at this point, Sheena can't contact Raquel or communicate directly with her. And people are still trying to be like, well, but if she didn't check the box, and it's like, Sheena's lawyer already did that. You don't have to waste your time pretending that you know how to read a restraining order.
Well, that's like when I kind of tap out a little bit, like where I'm like, let me know when something actually happens. And I also have feelings about the Vanderpump Rules cast doing podcasts, making merch surrounding all of this. I mean, the reality stars are going to reality star at the end of the day.
You're saying that you didn't love Lala hiring a digital billboard truck to advertise her Send It to Daryl hoodie around the streets of Los Angeles?
You know what? I didn't love it. I didn't love the merch in the first place, because to me, that's like when it's not as funny. Like, that's like when the joke like falls flat to me. Like, it was funny because it was like off the cuff, and then now you're making merch, but I'm like, I mean, you have Ocean's two-year-old birthday party to pay for, so
right. It's like, by the time everyone involved in Ariana DeBose's rap has acknowledged the rap, it's not funny anymore.
It's not funny anymore.
Right,
it's just so not.
We are at the point where I feel like Scandoval has sort of reached critical mass in terms of like the chatter around it. Of course, I was excited, I don't know if excited is the exact right word, to see Ariana is back on Instagram. She posted over the night with just a lovely photo of herself and Hi, Where to Begin, expressing her gratitude, saying devastated is an understatement. But then the last line of the caption is, what doesn't kill me better run. And that is the energy I want from Ariana. Like, they have a reunion to film. Who knows exactly who will be there? But I need Ariana. Like, she can have one segment of the reunion where she is like crying and heartbroken. But then I need a second segment after that to be like the scorched earth. Like, these fuckers really, really tried to do me like that.
Yeah, I was a little worried that Ariana would maybe take the high road in this. Like, I was kind of scared because I was like, no, like, I want her to go scorched earth. Like, I want her to, like, come for them. And to see that that's what's happening, like, I'm delighted.
Yeah, the whole cast save for Schwartz, I guess, like everybody else in the situation really does seem to be riding hard and like, you know, standing by that. Like even James is still very like, you know, high and mighty. Even fucking Jax Taylor is like, did you see Jax and Brittany are going on Watch What Happens Live next week?
Yes, Dylan, and I can't wait.
I was
hoping. Is Cruz going to be the bartender? Mama Jax Sherry?
Jax was like teasing this on Instagram in the past couple weeks. And yeah. I was really hoping that he was just kind of bluffing or like maybe he would be the bartender or something. But like we're getting a Jax and Brittany episode of Watch What Happens Live.
I know, which I don't think they've ever been on together. Even when they were on the show, I don't think that they have ever been on at the same time. I'm also like the reason I'm excited is I feel like Jax has a lot he can say. And I'm excited to see what that is, you know?
The interesting thing about Jax and Brittany is that they, to me, are like not, they're not close with the cast still in the way that like Kristen is or, you know, maybe some,
they're
don't know.
They're very close with Lala.
Are they still close with Lala?
Yeah, they went to Disneyland, I think, yesterday.
Okay, fine.
Well, because, you know, they always, they like live there.
They love Disneyland. Disney. Yeah. But also, my LA geography is not flawless, but getting to Disneyland in Anaheim from the Valley must be a pain in the ass.
It's a hike.
You have to like traverse all of Los Angeles.
Yeah, and they go all the time, like constantly. And we learned that Lala is neighbors with Sheena.
Oh yeah,
she bought a house next to Sheena because their girls are besties.
That is cute.
Summer, Moon, Honey, and Ocean. What a
I am. Summer is so cute with the little bangs.
Summer. I don't like to pit babies against babies, but she's the cutest Vanderpump Rules kid. She's so fucking cute. She looks like an American Girl doll, like baby. Like,
you
she's
what,
so
you know
cute.
What Summer Moon Honey is giving? She's giving Boo from Monsters, Inc.
That's what it is. Dylan, I've been trying. I've been like racking my brain. Like last night, her eating on the little bench, I was like, I love her. She's so cute.
Yeah. No, I feel like the thing with Vanderpump Rules is that since last season was kind of like a little bit of a slog, even though I think people were unnecessarily harsh. I feel like from the time that season ended, I wasn't really paying attention to these people on social media. Like, obviously I knew like, oh, Katie and Schwartz are getting divorced. That's interesting. Whatever, whatever. But I wasn't watching like Sheena's Instagram stories.
Never.
So I haven't been seeing the kids kind of blossom into these little people, and now I'm like, oh, this is an adorable almost 2-year-old child.
Yeah, like they're like little like people now. Little Sheena.
Wow, little Shishu.
Little Shishu.
Just running around.
She's so cute.
Okay, we should get into the actual episode of Vanderpump Rules because there is plenty to talk about. And Andy made a point of saying before this episode aired to clarify that this has not been touched in the edit at all since the Scandoval news that broke in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So this episode was locked, loaded, ready to go, hasn't been re-edited, they haven't, you know, cut it, spliced in any new footage. And I am glad that he made that point before we watched it, because watching it with that knowledge in mind, it is wild. The things that these women are noticing and picking up on about Raquel at this trip in Vegas, as they go to Havasu, it is like Katie's red flags are up, Christina's red flags are up, Lala's red flags are up. Like, all of these women were right on the money.
It was crazy. It was like witch-like intuition coming from them. Like, they all kind of could see what was coming, but I don't think they thought the target in mind was going to be Sandoval.
Right. That's the thing, that watching it, it's like none of them, it's clear that none of them know what's going on or what was about to start going on. The timeline is tricky, but they know that that is the type of thing that Raquel seems capable of. And that's intense. I mean, Raquel clearly feels like these girls who maybe were going to be her kind of new group are suddenly like not in the cards as friends for her.
They're not picking up what she's putting down.
6 months later, good call. Mm-hmm. You know, they were all right. And, you know, for for Raquel to be saying, oh, I haven't been on many girls trips. It's like, yeah, I can see why. She doesn't strike me as somebody who probably has a lot of long lasting female friendships.
No, I she definitely doesn't have a long lasting friendships with girls. Maybe that comes from like her pageant background. Like she's always kind of had to maybe like fight with the girls. But wow. I did, Dylan, I had to tell you, I had to laugh a little bit because like when Andy and everybody were like promoting this episode, they were like, look closely, you know? And I'm like, no, they're like just coming right out and saying like what they're thinking. Like it was pretty blatant. Like it was pretty like on the money. I didn't have to look close.
You did not have to go through this episode with a fine tooth comb to draw the parallels between what's happening right now. Like I appreciate it was a great episode, but it's not subtle. You know?
No, Katie was like, she wants to fuck men that are in relationships. It's like, oh, okay.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, acai grape, pineapple mango, lemon, and mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Also, can we talk about Christina Kelly? Because I was so, it seemed so random to find out that she was going to be like back this season. Crazy. Because really, this is the most she has ever been on the show. I mean, she was in the margins a lot in the past, and maybe I can't even remember if she was ever technically a friend of, but I don't think she ever had a confessional before this season. I don't think she did. I don't think she was ever going on a trip unless it was like for someone's wedding or something. Like she wasn't going to like cast events.
No, she was just doing like one-on-one lunches with Stassi.
So when I found out that she was going to be like full friend of, had a cast photo this season, I was like, okay, what's that about? Like, I guess Katie just like kind of needs a friend. But I am so glad that she was there on this girls trip, because her insights about Raquel, and I mean really about everything, but specifically Raquel in this instance, are like 100% spot on, and like also very funny.
I loved that it was her that went into Raquel's room to get the makeup bag or the skincare bag and walked in and Raquel was like twirling and there was galaxy lights, you know, it was like the northern lights. And she was like, you guys, I just went in her room and she was up to something. it was crazy.
Right. The fact that she packed those lights, and that's not like one little nightlight. That's like a whole.
It's a whole system.
She brought that to Vegas. She's like basically blacked out and still takes the time to plug that in when she gets to her hotel room, is turning on the music, is dancing around, is living her, you know, Taylor Swift fantasy, as Lala, I think probably correctly calls out. And like the fact that these three women in the bed just cannot, they're like the witches in Macbeth. They cannot resist talking shit. Yeah. And Raquel is like Lady Macbeth lurking behind the door, except for Lady Macbeth has a spine. Raquel, meanwhile, is just like eavesdropping. She's like, I never knew that these girls were going to do this to me. I thought they were going to be my friends. And it's like, girl.
Here's the thing, Dylan. I have to be honest. For a brief moment last night, I did feel bad for Raquel. I did.
I knew you were going to say that.
For like a second, I was like, this poor girl was brought on this girls trip. Because before this, like, none of them knew that she was fucking Sandoval. None of them knew that she was. And then, like, I just felt kind of sorry for her. And then I, like, quickly remembered. I'm like, no. She was part of, like, a diabolical plan.
I had a moment, too, in the car.
Oh, my God.
When they were driving from Vegas to Havasu, and Raquel was essentially having a panic attack. Mm-hmm. I felt for her in that moment because this situation, like, I don't think, you know, obviously I don't agree with her larger actions. Right. But in that situation, I'm like, oh, that sucks that you're on this road trip with people that you know have been talking about you behind your back. And you don't know how to address it. And then you're also like, I mean, having a panic attack is not like a character flaw. So right. I did feel for her in that moment. But then it's like the larger behavior surrounding it. It's like, okay, well, you're not making me continue to feel bad for you.
Yeah, it was just really crazy because it's like if she didn't have this 7-month long affair with Tom Sandoval, we all would be like riding for her right now. Yeah. Like we would be like, wow, this is a sad, broken girl. Like something is going on with Raquel. Everyone knows this. She's drinking a lot. And there was like this little moment that really stuck out to me that was really, really sad is that when she was like about to have her panic attack in the car, she had like in a whole like escape plan to get away from James. And I was like, that speaks to a much larger issue. And that's really fucking sad. And then she started having a panic attack. And I thought the girls were so sweet with her. Like Christina Kelly was being so nice. I was like, Christina Kelly's going to be a great mom.
That kind of made me feel good about enjoying the shit talking so much. That the fact that these girls, obviously they're not like besties with Raquel. But in that moment where she actually needed them to be there for her, they still were.
Right.
So then when they're on the bed the night before and they're laughing about her, you know, glowy lights, they don't wish ill on her in that moment, at least. They just are kind of, you know, she's acting up and they're having thoughts about it. And also she just said something pretty shitty to Lala, which we haven't talked about yet. This comment that was in the preview of, you know, Lala making the observation that she wouldn't trust her man around Raquel if she had a few too many drinks. Mm-hmm. And Raquel being like, well, good thing you don't have a man, Lala.
I know. And Christina Kelly was aghast.
Raquel! She was like,
on their barefoot dreams blanket, like... Like, just shook. And Raquel's just, like, eating that chicken. She's like, Katie told me I can't put boil in the microwave.
Raquel like, mixing. God. Wait, the fact, did she didn't ask before taking everyone's leftovers?
No, I don't think.
That is diabolical.
Diabolical and speaks to a much larger problem.
She's not good at sharing.
No, we know that. But, wow. It was a moment. Ugh. And, you know, Charlie made her mark on this episode.
Charlie made her mark. I kind of forgot that Charlie was on the show this season until she pops up in the kitchen at Havasu. Mm-hmm. I like Charlie. I think she was kind of in a weird position on this trip where, like, what else was she really there for but to defend Raquel?
Like, I know.
That was tough. And on Twitter, she has addressed that. Like, she she feels kind of dumb about some of the decisions she made now.
Mm-hmm. But in the moment, I do think she was, like, in the right.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's one of those things where basically everything about this season from here on out, it's going to be really tough to watch because we have the hindsight now. Mm-hmm. Not tough to watch, but it's like hard to keep in mind that these people were operating in a completely different frame of mind than we are watching it. And they're watching these episodes now too, being like, wow, well, fuck, I didn't know that. So it's not like they're trying to be any certain way. They just, like, you can only act on the information that you have.
Right.
At the time, which, yeah, it's tough. But so I like that Charlie and Raquel's exit plan of Havasu was, like, partially based on Raquel feeling uncomfortable there, but also partially based on them wanting to hang out with Schwartz and Sheena.
Well,
it's like, just go home. If you want to leave, just go home. Don't be like, well, there's a guy's night in LA tonight, so yeah, I want to go.
I mean, the dinner with Lala and Raquel was so fascinating to watch. Like, to have Raquel, like, literally look at Lala and be like, well, you also, like, were fucking a married guy. Like, I don't know if we can really, like, come for me right now. Like, what do you think about all of that?
It's really tricky. I think because the Raquel and Tom stuff is so fresh, there is kind of that gut reaction to just be like, well, fuck Raquel. Like, everything she says is just like, you know, she's a backstabber, whatever.
Yeah.
I do think Lala sometimes could use a little bit of putting in her place. I think Lala talks an extremely big game, and there definitely are situations in which she is hypocritical, or she is has sort of a selective memory. And certainly Lala has not been an angel with no flaws in her time on this show. But I do think Raquel is sort of trying to deflect a little bit, because she clearly does feel uncomfortable with the way these girls are sort of viewing her. And so I think she kind of is, like, looking for any little stick to throw at Lala. And, you know, it's kind of neither here nor there to me. I do think, you know, Lala hooking up with James was 6 years ago. Lala getting with Randall while he was married was even, you know, maybe also 6 years ago. I don't know the timeline. But it's one of those things where it's like, let's just focus on what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Lala's ego can be a separate issue.
Yeah, Lala's ego, I mean, if Dylan, I have to tell you, if someone ever talked to me the way that Lala talks to people sometimes, I would, like, just start laughing. Like, it's so cringe to me. Like, if someone was talking to me like that, I don't know what I would do. I wouldn't, like, snap or anything. I just would be like, you're really fucking embarrassing. Like, the way that she, like, gets all, like, she, like, puffs her chest up and, like, talks about, like, my man. Like, I'm like, can you chill the fuck out?
Let's,
like,
get it popping, daddy. Like, the like, gangster Lala persona is objectively really funny in a way that it's, like, laughing at her, not with her.
Yeah, like, does she think, like, we're all, like, yes, girl? Like, no, it's so cringe.
Like, send it to Daryl. Yeah, it's funny, but it's funny because it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And I mean, Charlie's confessional where she was like, well, I mean, you were in a mansion and now you're in an apartment. I was like, oh my God, Charlie.
Charlie is savage.
No, Charlie, when she said, fuck that lip balm girl and her dry ass hair, I was screamed.
I literally wrote in a quote in my notes, I said, all I know about Christina is that she used to work at Sir. And now she sells lip balm for a living.
And I believe she also made a comment, like, who's buying it? Like, not me.
I have.
You have?
I have purchased the Christina Kelly lip balm.
How is it?
I really liked it. It was I think I've spoken about this on the podcast. It was a deep quarantine purchase where I was like, what can I do?
I need to feel something.
I need any boost of excitement, any package in the mail. And I bought, like, I think about a couple of her lip balms. They were nice. They're very, like, natural feeling seeming. I don't know.
I'm, like, obsessed with her.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. I would buy it again.
I know.
I haven't, but I might. Yeah, I mean, Charlie is one of those people where I think she's on the show just the right amount this season. Mm-hmm. We don't need to follow her personal life.
No, we tried that last year.
Trajectory, but I do think she and Christina are both like great commentary givers this season.
Yes, that's what it is. Like, she gives really great commentary, and I think that she would be the perfect person to kind of like humble Lala a little bit if Lala ever tried to really come at her, you know?
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
What do you think about Sheena sort of taking Schwartz under her wing even more so in this episode?
Dylan, it's so fucking weird. Like, why is she inserting herself in their divorce so much? I don't understand it. He is grown. He doesn't need a stylist to come in. And when the stylist was trying to maneuver her little rack around all of his boxes and water jugs, I was like, can we tackle that problem first?
Also, like, Schwartz's whole storyline this season is about how he's going broke over this restaurant that isn't opening. And it's like, what we don't need right now is a full closet makeover that you have to pay for.
And even he's probably like, what the fuck am I doing right now? Like, and Sheena's just like, I just don't like how much Sheena's just making their divorce like her problem.
She's like, we got to get that Schwartz back. We got to get it popping, daddy. Like,
yeah, I'm like, Schwartz was like he's always going to be barefoot. He's always going to be in green pants. You know, he's always going to be kind of a loosey goosey guy. He's never going to like be dressed up. Like, that's not his vibe.
Right. The stylist thing is one thing. And then the fact that Sheena basically like plans a guy's night that she's going to take him out on. And it's like, why are you the one?
Why are you doing this?
Schwartz has friends.
I know. And she's like, do you see how many people are here for Schwartz? Not that many people are here for Katie. I was like, what is your fucking problem with Katie?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Katie called you a tool. Get over it. She acts like that's like the worst thing anyone could ever do.
I'm not a clown, Katie. That's the one thing you can't. No, I'm not a clown.
I'm like, you are. And that's okay. That's why we love you.
I'm curious to see at the reunion, provided Sheena is able to attend, whether the Scandoval situation or maybe something that happens later on this season that we haven't seen yet, whether Sheena and Katie are in a better place now.
Well, and watch what happens live, you know. I think they're putting a lot aside to be there for Ariana, but I don't think Katie will ever really fuck with Sheena. Like, I just think there will always be something to kind of keep them at a distance and, you know, to have Sheena cry and say, like, it really hurt my feelings when she said she wanted to watch my world burn. I have OCD. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, stop.
I actually think it is sort of similar to in Miami, which is a good segue, I guess, how when the Lisa and Lenny stuff broke earlier this season, everybody kind of dropped what they were worried about and kind of just, you know, circled up around Lisa. Mm-hmm. And then that lasted for as long as it lasted. And then, you know, later in, by the end of the season, you have Larsa and Nicole screaming at each other and Adriana and Alexia screaming at each other. And this reunion is just a lot of yelling. There's a lot of yelling happening.
A lot of yelling. Andy, I thought, was going to combust. Like, he was losing his patience when he called Larsa an asshole. I kind of was living for that. I was like, okay, Andy. Yeah. Like, not very professional. Not very, you know, like, he's very biased, clearly, on like what he thinks. But I enjoyed it. I love Miami.
I remember after at the VMAs when Kanye interrupted Taylor all those years ago. Mm-hmm. There was like Obama got caught on a hot mic saying that Kanye West was a jackass. And it was like this whole thing of like, that's not very like presidential of him to be like saying jackass. And it's like, yeah, but he's right.
Yeah. Like it was an asshole thing to say for Larsa to mention wedlock, like about little Gray.
Well, I also think a big through line in this episode of the reunion for me was just how Larsa is fundamentally unable to see things in any way other than the very specific reality that she has crafted in her mind mm-hmm. of how things are. Like, Larsa is somebody who I think 100% believes her own bullshit, and it's sort of fascinating to watch her just be so closed off to any kind of outside perspective, even about her relationship with Marcus, where it's like Andy is bending over backwards to be like, don't you think that even there's just it's a little bit wild that your husband had this thing with Michael Jordan? And like Larsa, like the answer to Larsa is no, it's not wild. That's yeah, just
she
how
doesn't
it is.
Care. She's like, I'm in love. I'm happy. Like, please stop. And he was like, what if Michael Jordan's ex-wife started dating Scottie Pippen Jr.? How would you feel? She's like, I wouldn't care. If she's happy, who cares? I'm like,
if my son is happy, that's the issue. And it's like,
now I did message you before we got on, and I did say, like, I'm obsessed with Larsa Marie because she's a housewife who thoroughly enjoys being a housewife. And she, like you said, she believes her own bullshit. There's like a level of delusion with her that I just really enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I also just like think she just brings things out of people that I love. Like, I love to watch the chaos that she just creates.
Right. Like,
I find
nobody,
it funny.
Nobody else on this show, maybe Marisol a little bit, but like nobody else is getting Nicole heated like that.
No, like no one can make Dr. Nicole get mad like Larsa. And the thing with Larsa, too, is that she's the type of housewife that is like, we are on a show. Things are going to come out about you. Whether how they come out is not my issue, even if it's me doing it. Like, right. She's
Andy's
just like,
and he's like, well, they're especially likely to come out if you say them on camera. And she's like,
yeah, I tried to call her. Julie was like, once. And then Larsa was like, yeah, but then I saw you. So like, why wouldn't I just say it then? I was like, okay, right, like, I guess.
Digging into like the semantics of everything she says. She's like, Nicole. She's like, I didn't say you slept with the doctors at the hospital. I said you slept with every doctor at the hospital.
Yeah, she said, like, I heard you slept with every doctor at the hospital.
I heard it a week ago. I didn't say it happened a week ago. I heard it a week ago that you made out with a guy and like, blah, 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 blah. Like, she, like, in her mind, she has just come to a conclusion of how all of these things are justifiable. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the only apology that you're getting is like, oh, yeah, I guess I wouldn't have said this thing about like, you know, like she's not the housewife for you if you want somebody who is really going to like grow a lot and learn from their mistakes. But she's fun to watch. The most crazy moment, which I posted about and you also did message me about, is when Nicole accuses Larsa of making a fake account on Instagram to bully her. Yes. And Larsa says, I've never made a fake account. I have real jobs. You don't have a real job. You just put people to sleep. This woman, if you are somehow unaware, is a medical doctor, an anesthesiologist, who Julia reveals literally was Martina's anesthesiologist for her cancer surgery.
Yeah. I mean, at first I thought I was hearing things. I was like, did she just say Nicole doesn't have a real job? Like, I feel like there's things you can come at Dr. Nicole about that, like, I don't know, but that is not one of them. You can't be like, my jewelry line, Larsa Marie, is a real job. I take pictures of my toes. That's a real job. What you do in a hospital that you had to go to like school for is just not real. You put people to sleep. I'm like, that's like a very serious thing. Like,
right. Like, anesthesiologists are like, they're not even like lame doctors. They're like important doctors. They're like in the OR.
They're like who
making
you...
sure nothing goes wrong.
Right. Like they're the ones like while you're under, make sure like you don't wake up while your heart's on the table.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
I do love that our two housewives thus far that have been medical doctors have both been anesthesiologists. Tiffany yes. Moon and Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of love that.
I do too.
There's a sisterhood.
A sisterhood.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What did you think about Alexia and Adriana fighting in the back in their rooms?
I think Alexia is not doing herself any favors as we come to the end of this season. I like Alexia. Like I going in like last season, I thought she had a really great season. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she was going through a lot and she got a lot of sympathy from fans. I think she, you know, probably benefited from that in terms of how people were receptive of her. But this season she just kind of has this pattern of really digging in her heels on things that I think are not that good of a look for her. And mm-hmm. with Adriana it's a little different because the thing that Adriana said in the Bahamas about Frankie was so wildly uncalled for. Mm-hmm. And I think it was totally understandable that Alexia needed some time and wasn't kind of just immediately like, okay, you said you're sorry, move on, we're good. But we're at the reunion and Adriana's like, I want to talk to you. And she's like, I'm not ready to hear that. And it's like, Alexia, respectfully, it's been several months. We're here at the reunion where the whole point is this is the time to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to be friends with Adriana, that is totally okay. But to still be kind of in this... She's coming from a place of no, absolutely not, before even hearing anything that Adriana has to say. And I think it's a strategy that I wouldn't have recommended, just because I think if she had come in a little bit more like
open,
I'm willing to hear you out, but I'm not going to promise that I'll forgive you or that I'll be good with you. At the very least, they would have been able to have a quiet moment of, this is what I want to say to you.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I mean, that's what Julie was trying to say.
Right. Meanwhile, it's lunch and they're yelling from the rooms next door, calling each other evil. And, you know, certainly Adriana is, you know, not innocent in this. But
no.
It's like, damn, we're really, we have backslid even further.
Yeah. I mean, when they start talking about Herman and all of that, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, this is giving Teresa vibes. Where
I would like
Alexia is just digging her heels in and she's not budging. And then it gets frustrating to watch. And I like Alexia a lot. I find her really fun to watch. Like, I really enjoy, I find all of the women really fun to watch. This is like such a crazy, amazing cast. But I'm like, you have to move forward. That is like the point of these shows. Like, we can't keep rehashing the same fights.
I would love to put a moratorium on housewives' arguments about things that happen at funerals. Because in the most recent seasons of Miami, Salt Lake City, and Potomac, we have had arguments spread about who attended a funeral, who texted to say they were sorry, or who missed a funeral, whether... Adriana didn't, nothing even happened at the funeral. She told Alexia after the fact that somebody said at the memorial, you know, like these things to me, it's like so dark. It never ends well. It's not something that's worth arguing about on a platform like this. To me, that's just like stupid. But also it's like, what are we really doing here? Like we have to be, there has to be some kind of forward momentum. And with people like Julia, Gertie, even Larsa, Lisa, Marisol, to an extent, like I feel like there is room for that forward momentum. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that I'm struggling with about Alexia a little bit is that she doesn't seem to be really participating in a forward moving storyline. And that is tough. And thinking, I mean, I'm assuming that nobody is getting fired going into next season because
God knows, I can't picture that.
Yeah, I mean, they had a great season. It's a great cast. But it's like, if we get into next season and Alexia isn't coming with even a little bit of receptive energy toward Adriana, it's going to start to get tough.
Yeah, it's going to get tough. I also would love to see more Kiki. I want to know more about Kiki's life. What's going on over there? You know, like she goes to these parties. She has a daughter. Like, I'm very obsessed with Kiki as well.
Yeah.
I find her so stunning.
Kiki is great. I do hope we get, you know, this season. I don't need her full time.
But
she was obviously around more this season than last year, but she still didn't get the kind of Adriana Marisol friend treatment where they're barely even like not full time.
Right.
So I'm happy she's at the reunion. Last season, she was not at the reunion. This was the first time she ever met Andy, which I thought was crazy.
I know.
But yeah, I love Kiki. Talking about the Burger King when she's like, you know, there was a time when all I could afford was a Whopper. And I'm like, see, that's what I want to hear about.
That's what I want to hear. I need a Before They Were Housewives.
Yeah.
About Kiki. About any of the Miami girls, honestly.
Also, saying that she's been like invited to Lenny and Lisa's Halloween party for years just because she was like a model in Miami Beach. And, you know, saying that she dates in Miami, but a lot of the guys she meets are like Lenny. It's like she has a lot of thoughts about Lenny, which
I can't wait to hear more about that. She's like, yeah, he's been cheating on you with models for years.
Right.
I was like, oh.
I'm curious, in the preview, it's tough to tell because of how they've edited it, like what energy Lisa is going to respond to that with. I hope that Lisa isn't like mad about that, because honestly, at this point, it's like the more information you have, the better.
Yeah.
It's stuff you could use against him.
Yeah, 100%. And your divorce with that pig. Ugh, God. I can't believe they did a Halloween party together. That was shocking. Wild. She was like, well, he loves his Halloween parties. I'm like, so then why are you there? Like, I was confused by that. Did you understand what she was saying?
I don't see, the thing is, like, I don't know enough about the way to handle separation and divorce to like give advice on this, obviously.
I was like, you don't?
But in the state of Florida. It is weird. Like, sometimes Lisa seems like she can't leave the house because Lenny's going to do like a hostile takeover. But then she can like fly to New York for the reunion and stuff. I'm not like shaming her for that. I just don't understand like the how the actual dynamics work, because her explanation was kind of like, well, you know, like I couldn't tell him no because he's still in the house and, you know, whatever. And it's like, OK, then like, go see a movie or something. Like,
like, you don't have to be there.
Go to dinner. Yeah, I don't know.
It was very weird. 600 people?
That is insane.
That's crazy. I thought it was going to be like 200, and I would say that's a lot.
Right.
600 people. Ugh, God.
Also, when some of the like little things, she like still can't quite get, because Andy's like, so you rent your house out on the weekends? And she's like, no, well, no, not every weekend. And it's like, okay.
I know, and he's like, what's wrong with a mortgage? And she's like, do you understand that that's not a bad thing?
Right. Her kind of backtracking and saying that she never thought it was a bad thing to have a mortgage. It's like, oh, you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa. Like, we are all Team Lisa in this fight. Mm-hmm. But it's like, girl, we all watched the show.
I also thought it was kind of strange, and I was surprised that her boyfriend came with her.
Oh, yeah. Jody.
Jody. Yes.
He's really cute. Well, also he has his money.
Yeah, I feel like he's loaded.
I went to the website of his. I went to the website of his company, and it's one of those things where it's like, I don't understand what any of the words mean, because it's very like, you know, it's a software that gets you more deals and creates whatever. It's like very back end.
No coupon cabin.
Right, like what's my discount?
Right,
it's very like back end. Company software to like make you more money, and I just don't know anything about that.
It seems
like he does well for himself, and I love that for Lisa. I would rather her be like in the tech space than in the boob job space.
Yeah, especially because Lenny also did Kim Zolciak Bierman's boobs, and that's a wild connection.
No comment.
Yeah. But I don't know, I don't think this is a long-lasting, like, love for her. I think this is a great, like, rebound.
Okay.
Whereas I think, like, Marcus and Larsa, that's, like, a real relationship.
Well, I don't think Larsa would have let it get to the point that it's at where we're talking about it on the reunion if she wasn't in love.
Well, she kept saying he was her friend. He was probably like, can you fucking stop?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not your friend.
Right, like, he's literally, like, following you around on your, like, entire press trip to
New York. Like,
I've met him. He seems nice.
I will say this is a flashback to last week's reunion. I did have a good laugh when Adriana was like, it's not the Lebanese butt lift, it's the Brazilian butt lift. Basically insinuating that she's cultural appropriationing the butt lifts. And I had a good laugh about that. That was so funny. These women are so fucking funny.
They're so funny. I mean, Adriana is the kind of person where she is dead wrong about so many things.
Oh my God.
But the way she delivers her messages is
she's on another level of delusion, in my opinion. Like, she operates in a strange way as well, like Larsa.
Yeah, I think she is a little less calculated in the sense that, you know, Larsa, like, what comes out of her mouth is very careful.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, destructive, but in a way that she has, like, chosen. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think Adriana's a little more reactive, a little more fly off the handle.
Yeah.
But it still is, like, oh, girl.
I mean, when she told Marisol, like, your ex-boyfriend told me that he never loved you, I was like, what? Like, you think that's going to help her? It's so crazy.
Right. It's like, that's in the same category of telling Alexia that at Herman's funeral, somebody was like, he died having sex with a man, by the way.
She's like, wait, what? It was so good.
I love these women. This is a rare reunion where part two has finished, and I'm like, I'm glad we have one more part.
Me too. For some reason, I forgot we were getting three parts. So by the end, when they were wrapping up talking about, like, when they were talking to Kiki, I was like, oh, like, this is how it ends. And then I realized, I was like, oh, we get next week too.
Well, we really, on the couches, they really have not talked about the Adriana and Alexia stuff yet. That's the big thing that I think episode three, I'm assuming, is going to be largely focused on.
I mean, yeah, it's nuts.
And I will be there with my popcorn ready.
I will be seated.
Exactly.
7 a.m. Thursday morning.
Yeah, exactly. Like on Peacock, like, how early can I get up to watch this?
Yeah.
Sam, thank you so much for joining me. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Tell everyone where they can listen to you, follow you, all that good stuff.
Guys, there's a lot going on. So you can listen to me. I do a podcast with Lex Nico, Four Batches, called Crown Jewels. It's amazing. We talk all things royal family, not just the Brits, but everybody else. Those episodes come out every Thursday. I also follow The Bachelor if you love reality television outside of Bravo, and Betches Brides if you're, like, a new bride, engaged, maybe even just sending rings to your boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, follow Betches Brides.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Sam. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show wherever you listen. You can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all, like, uncool. Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.